Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the Football Room. So we'll kick off today's episode with a look back at Manchester City's match against RB Leipzig yesterday, where Erling Haaland just ran the show. He scored 5 goals and he's just a machine right now. He's firing on all fronts and City look serious contenders for the title, for the Champions League, and of course they're still challenging for the Premier League as well. So Erling Haaland is almost on 28 goals for the season in the Premier League and more than 10 goals already in Champions League. Wow, that guy is just a machine. All the goals he scored yesterday were pretty scrappy goals, but then he has some real striker's instincts there, a poacher's instinct. All of them were inside, from inside the penalty box, and one of them was a penalty. But my, oh my, that was a performance from him, as well as De Bruyne. He was laying passes left, right and center. The weight of the passes that he puts on the ball is just magical. Wow. And he got a beautiful goal at the end as well. And that capped off a pretty amazing victory for City. 7-0 against RB Leipzig. Which was kind of unexpected because RB Leipzig were a pretty strong team and they're currently third in the Bundesliga. So you expected them to put up a bit of fight in the match, but then City started strongly and got the goal pretty early on, around the 28th minute, and it was just one-way traffic from there. So yeah, City through to the round of through the quarterfinals, and every team will be hoping that they don't get City in the next round. And now we'll look back to today's, we'll look at today's match against Liverpool's match against Real Madrid. So Liverpool are in a bit of a spot at the moment because they lost their first match 5-2 against Madrid, and it seems like an almost impossible task for Liverpool to score 3 goals, and that too at the Bernabeu, to claw anything back from this tie. Jurgen Klopp has said that he'll keep fighting, but as a Liverpool fan myself, I just don't see how we can beat Madrid 3-0. It's going to be difficult, but not impossible. We've seen this kind of stuff before from Liverpool, where they have come back from 3-0 deficits and won the two-legged matches, but the one thing they will be missing in this match is that this won't be at Anfield, and that makes it much, much more harder for Jurgen's team to get anything from this match. But yeah, just hope for a great game today. On the injury front, it looks like Henderson won't be available. Badjetic is also having some issues and he looks to be out a couple of months, so the midfield situation is quite dire. I'm expecting that we'll be starting with Fabinho, Milner and Keita. That's midfield doesn't inspire confidence, but then yeah, it was similar to the story in 2018 as well, when we were 3-0 down against Barcelona in the first leg and we were missing Mo Salah and Firmino the return leg, and teams were right and everyone was just writing us off. But yeah, we know what happened that night, and it's Liverpool, so never say never. So hopefully we'll have a cracker of a game today. Let's see how it all pans out. And the other match for today will be Napoli versus Eintracht Frankfurt. Napoli are currently leading 2-0, so, and Napoli is an informed team right now. They're on top of the Italian league as well. They are really, really good. And a lot of people are putting them as favorites for Champions League as well. And yeah, on current form, I think they will go through. So that's it for the Champions League wrap up. My name's Ato, and see you all next week. Bye bye.